Steve, thank you so much. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder.
Hurry on down and get some ashes, Steve.
I'm coming, Wendy.
All right.
How accommodating of them. They said, because Steve wanted some, and they said, we'll hang out. We'll stick around. We want Steve to be covered, so that's what's going on.
And Christian, lead pastor at the Urban Village Church, has to hurry out to Water Tower Place. I think he's going to be there for the noon lunch hour.
Right.
This is no day to shop.
Get down here. He has to go. He can't miss airtime.
No, I know. All right, Hannah and Dane are here from Flavor HD. Dane here in studio. Hannah by way of telephone. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, you guys.
Hi. Now, you're here in spirit, certainly, Hannah. One of your kids not feeling too well today, correct?
Well, you know what? Yeah, and I really hesitate to bring her down when there are germs to be spread, so I keep that away.
All right. Well, thank you for doing that. If you wouldn't mind, we want to talk about a story that we've been sitting on Wendy and I for the last couple of days, but it's a really interesting story, and it has to do with Beyonce, one of the well, everyone knows who Beyonce is, but just
who is
coming
Beyonce,
off this,
Bill?
Beyonce is a very popular
She's
singer.
She's my bae.
Let me look her up.
She's Wendy's
bae. She is so famous that I think if you said her full name, people would look weirdly at you.
Right.
Like, who is Beyonce Knowles? I don't know who that is. I know Beyonce.
Right.
Yeah, she's crazy famous and knocked it out at the Super Bowl the other day. Now there is Red Lobster, who really did need some help. That's not a lie. They were
one of my favorite places. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I go for all-you-can-eat shrimp.
I love it, too. I think it's amazing stress release because you just really work on those crabs. Like, I get all my aggression out when you snap those legs. But they have experienced the Beyonce bump because she mentioned them in a song.
Now,
with a swear word.
Yeah, I was just going to say we have to be careful on the lyrics, but she alluded to something Red Lobster like in a song. So how did people react to that? They just said, well, yeah, we should go to Red Lobster. Beyonce's singing about Red Lobster.
Beyonce's singing about it, and gosh darn, that sounds good. And so, yeah, their sales have gone up like 30% in the past
Seriously?
Week. Yeah.
They were getting criticized because they did not comment about it quick enough. It had taken them several hours, and then they just came back with something.
Were they not sure, like, how to? I mean, obviously, it's a positive thing, more business, but how do you acknowledge that and be supportive, but also be like, but, you know. I mean,
yeah. We're not fully sure we're okay with this, but it's good for business.
They responded, we think you would really enjoy the Cheddar B-E-Y biscuits, the Cheddar Bay biscuits, which is a good comeback.
Cute. Yes, it is.
Very clever. And way to actually play off on much of the audience lingo that would be listening to Beyonce and then going, of course, to, you know, because everybody who listens to Beyonce knows what Bay means, right?
Yeah.
So it really does a little bit tip their hand to the fact that they've been struggling financially. And so a 30% bump doesn't necessarily mean that they were doing that great to start with. But, you know, they've closed some locations. They were sold a few years ago. And the quality remains the same. So if you liked it in the past, you'll probably like it now.
Can you or any of you think of a precedent where this has happened before, where somebody has mentioned a brand in a song or something, and all of a sudden their sales shoot up the way that Red Lobster's has? I can't think of any.
Oprah. It was absolutely the Oprah effect. Whenever she would do her Christmas list, they would sell out. There were brands that the Christmas list or the holiday list or gift list or whatever it was called, at the very beginning when she started it, it almost wrecked a few brands because they couldn't deliver fast enough. They did not realize how powerful that was going to be. So in years that followed, her people would give those brands the heads up, the super secret heads up, and go, you need to prep. Like, you need warehouses full of stuff.
Yeah,
because you're going to sell out. I mean, Oprah would be the biggest example.
Well, I mean, that's kind of, you know, traditional marketing on a show, mentioning a product, giving it away. Hello, it's Oprah. Where this is sort of kind of subtle product placement, and you wonder if there was any. And Beyonce has been really unorthodox in the way that she releases her songs, the way she promotes them. There's no rules apply. I wonder if there was a a Red Lobster. Either she did some demographic, it's like her audience loves Red Lobster. They'll appreciate this. Or maybe there was some back channel like, hey, why don't you mention?
Right.
Because remember with the Burger King and the wedding thing, and then they got on board and supported it. And remember even with the Super Bowl, Peyton Manning, like out of the, so Peyton, great game. He's like, first off, I'm going to drink a lot of Budweiser.
Right.
Then I'm going to go to Jimmy John's. Right. Oh, here he is on my back.
So Papa John's.
Papa John's. Sorry.
Are they related, Papa John and Jimmy John?
They got to be.
Yeah. One's fast.
Freaky. So are executives at Pizza Hut praying that Adele sings a song with a Pizza Hut reference in it?
I think you have to maybe in a subtle way get a hold of the handlers, quote unquote, or somebody, you know, with their ear and say, hey, it wouldn't be a bad idea to mention Pizza Hut in your next song.
Yeah. It's the same way companies approach celebrities and say, hey, if you tweet something positive about our company, who knows? You may get a little compensation for that.
You never know.
Yeah.
Going to Red Lobster.
See what we can do.
What? Free glass of wine?
Right. Could make all the difference.
I love Red Lobster. I really do. It's a way you can go with three boys and have the all-you-can-eat shrimp, and they have good, the Cheddar Bay biscuits are fantastic.
Yeah.
And a nice little cocktail.
I have the Cheddar Bay biscuit recipe, Wendy.
I think I've taken it from you. I think you posted it.
The secret is in the scallop butter. You can never get it right unless you have scallop butter, and scallop butter is impossible. You've got to, I mean, it's like juices from scallops and, you know, a hair from a newt. It's really like a secret thing.
We were big fans of Gene Scallop, weren't we?
Yeah, film critic. He was fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. A break. Hannah, tend to your sick child, please.
All right.
So Hannah's checking out, but we'll continue our discussion with Dana Flavor HD next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
That's what you get for making fun of me all day.
I want people to say hello. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy, and Dana's here from Flavor HD. As most of you are well aware, this Sunday is the most romantic day of the year, Dane.
It's the most
romantic day of the year. It's Valentine's Day on Sunday. Now, for people,
and it's scampi butter. Sorry, it's shrimp scampi butter, not the scallop.
Oh, at Red Lobster?
Yes, yeah. For the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
For people who want to eat in a restaurant, I have to say this. I hope you've already made a reservation because most places, not all places, but most places are already sold out if you're looking for a table on Sunday.
Why? Did that happen to you?
It did happen to me. Actually, there was a restaurant that I really thought I would surprise my wife with, and they didn't have anything.
Surprise.
I was surprised. And then we went to a couple of, I called another place and they were booked on Sunday. And then I went to a third and they said, Sunday's not the problem. It's Saturday that most people will be celebrating Valentine's Day on Saturday instead of Sunday.
I like to see that when people kind of do it on the day observed, you know, where you can go ahead and have some flexibility there. Otherwise, you know, from a restaurant perspective, it really kind of funnels people into this almost impossible niche to fill. You
right.
Know, hey, we all have to be out between 6 and 8 o'clock on this specific day and,
right.
and people can't do it. And, you know, there's so many other ways to kind of just enjoy that romantic dinner in a time period. Like you said, as long as it's observed, usually before, not maybe a month after, for those people to say, like, it'll be fine.
The weekend of is a good idea.
Yeah.
And when it falls on a Sunday like it does this year, it's good news for restaurateurs because they really benefit on both days, on Saturday and Sunday.
Because people would probably rather have that Saturday kind of date night. Friday's always great.
Yeah.
And then Sunday still is the day.
Yeah.
And you can get it done. And we've brought in like Gejas, which is, you know, they're considered, I think they're almost the national title holder in most, and they've gone for it, right? They battled for it. They certainly put themselves out there as the most romantic restaurant, not only in Chicago, but I think in the country by USA Today. And so we've had some of their selections in studio. I know I've been there. I mean, I was there the day, you know, proposed, you know.
You propose there?
Not there. No, we did that at Wrigley Field.
More traditional.
More traditional.
Yep.
right. But you know, it's the kind of romantic thing. So here is the way that I went. And of course, there's so many great restaurants out there. You can Google some, and I've got certainly some that we can list and we'll throw up on the Facebook page. Gejas is certainly one. And you can probably still get in, like you said, Bill, if you're flexible with the times that you can get in. If you can get in there like 10 at night, you know, 7:30 in the morning.
That's what it's coming to with the better restaurants. They're saying if you want to come in around 5:30, 5:45, we can do it, or 11. But
romantic breakfast.
Right.
So I thought, and there's, you know, as you get a little, you know, older in age, you got kids, little kids, you just can't get away. You know, what's more romantic than looking at the product of the relationship and these wonderful kids like drawing with crayons on the wall and right.
You're painting a picture.
Right. So it's great to have foods that may inspire that whole kind of romantic thing. And we all hear about foods that are aphrodisiacs. We hear about oysters, we hear about chocolate. I don't know about you guys, and maybe I'm just, you know, dead inside, but I have never had like a time where I'm just I'm not feeling it. And then I have like three oysters. I'm like, whoa.
Sure, that'll
hello.
Turn it around.
Right.
Schlitz does it for me.
Schlitz.
I'm easy.
Yeah.
What is that? Well, no, that's a great one. So that sort of works, but that isn't in
champagne
the...
really does do it for me, though. I'm sorry.
Well, I think alcohol in general is one of those kind of,
sure.
you know, conversation starters in the, like the naughty end. But for foods, like where they say these aphrodisiac foods, have you guys ever really experienced...
I'm trying to think if there's ever been a food for me that
did you have
has...
like a mushroom and you're like, hey,
I
what's
like to
going
eat
on,
afterwards,
Terry?
Quite honestly. So, you know,
can I suggest
so those would be like kind of hugging, you know, like let's, you know, have some pillow talk moments.
How about Kaboom cereal? What do you think
oh,
about
Bill,
that one?
Poor wife.
if there's maybe some pharmaceuticals in there.
No,
in that
there
long
isn't.
List of eight or whatever vitamins and minerals.
No, it's the riboflavin. That's what does it.
Well, here, so I
that
thought
that turns
I,
you on riboflavin.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and if
yeah.
you if you're in a committed, you know, relationship for a long term, maybe you're looking for some things to kind of spice things up. And everybody's, you know, out on the table. Everybody's out in the open. Hey, this works. Let's do this. But if you're in one of those, you know, you're trying to, you know, trying to develop a new relationship, trying to spark some flames of love, and you go in with hey, you know, hello, prospective date. Let's have oysters.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of transparent.
Yeah, it is.
You know what
yeah,
you're hoping
it doesn't
for.
Work.
So I came up with some through the help and the friends over at Reader's Digest and some other great publications. Some of the foods that we may not know of that are also have like super secret aphrodisiac.
All right, now these are secret, so let's just keep them between
just
us
you and
the
I.
listeners.
Right.
So right. And you and me. Yes.
Yeah, and you and me and Wendy too.
Are
listen.
You talking?
And none of these contain. You know, beer or champagne
oh.
that I know of.
All right.
Okay, so you've got oysters, you've got chocolate. Those are in there in your favorite kind of team photos. Chili peppers is one.
Why would that be?
Well, spicy.
Is that what it is?
Well,
is
this
it
is
the spice?
The red color, and of course, you know, that helps a little bit, but it releases endorphins, right, which may make you feel, you know,
that's true.
Excited. And because
yeah.
like
there's capsaicin in it.
Yeah, right. So chili yeah. peppers are one. Avocado.
I've heard that about avocados, but again, I don't understand why that would be.
Well, vitamin E is one of the things that's in there, and I guess that is one kind of a natural kind of...
booster.
Makes you think you're in Mexico and a lovely beach.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, some foods are a little more, like Dinty Moore beef stew, not so romantic.
Nah.
But avocado, very nice.
Really, I think of lumberjacks when I think Dinty
oh.
Moore.
Oh.
You've got bananas.
Banana.
So Wendy's British.
Is bromelain, which increases testosterone.
Good.
Potassium, which increases your energy levels. Honey is a natural energy boost.
Right.
Would you like some honey with that?
Yes.
You know, steak.
Right.
You've got coffee, blood flow. You've got...
Blood flow is important.
Yes, absolutely, blood mm-hmm. flow. You've got a...
That's why we have all those commercials on. Because it's not of the blood flow.
Arugula.
Really?
Well, it does. Arugula, it increases your natural libido and actually has sort of a Viagra effect. Figs, potassium.
And you can use the fig leaf later for a fun costume.
That's right, right. For some little
again,
little
Terry,
costume.
So sorry.
Strawberries, pomegranate.
Now, strawberries I 100% agree
yes,
with.
Especially the chocolate dipped ones.
They're sensational.
Well, but isn't that just kind of a traditional yep. food that if you have chocolate strawberries, you're thinking, hey, this is a little bit romantic.
Yeah.
Pomegranates, now we know they're good for you.
Yeah.
Pomegranate mimosa.
That
champagne,
would work.
Orange juice, and poma liqueur.
Oh, that is good.
And then float some pomegranate seeds on top of it.
Well, it says that the pomegranate also has some effects on erectile dysfunction.
Is that true? I didn't know
that's
that.
That's what it says.
All right.
Because it's like a seed, and that's what you guys have are the seeds of life. So there's it gives
yeah,
you
it
more
all,
seeds.
I
yeah.
didn't know if it meant it in kind of a philosophical
wow.
way. I think like somehow, like, hey,
I'm
it's
feeling
working.
Very philosophical today.
The whipped cream, it will actually increase your libido as
yep.
well.
So, and you could use it for fun
right.
times.
No argument on the Cool Whip.
I'm just saying. So those are some little suggestions out there you can go ahead and try. Have you ever had any of those foods that were not, you know, maybe in that team photo, you didn't know that it was a time bomb of love, and you had it and also...
You sexy beast, you.
Did you ever have that? You're having some arugula, you're like, you know what? I just think we'd set this aside and we just take a break.
I think the of all the ones you mentioned, it would be the strawberries or the chocolate dipped strawberries
but
that
those
I would
are so
think.
Traditional.
Yeah, I guess.
Just champagne guess. For me.
Champagne is a good one. Yeah.
That's all you really need.
And not too much. Just a little.
Just enough. Yeah.
Loosen it
Don't
up.
Don't overdo it.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
That's
we
true.
Won't. We won't.
Dane, thank you. If we don't see you, happy Valentine's Day.
And you wonder, too, after this, if there's going to be 9 months from now, that whole bump where there'll be a whole crop of children.
Oh, there will be.
Based from this segment.
There will
be. Super Bowl babies, they call them.
Yep. People will name
that
their kids
weird.
Arugula.
It was weird.
I was like, where did you find it?
I know. Thanks, Dane. It's Dane from Flavor HD. It's right there on your internet, flavorhd.com. We'll take a quick break and then some news and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.